Because of your actions from previous sessions that you have made, you have been called for this very particular task at hand that you will discover. First, allow me to set the scene. When you arrive at the scene itself, you see that it is an apartment. It's on the fifth floor of a nondescript DC office complex. The building is leased to the now-defunct in real life, WeWork. And the floor, you can tell from the outside, is completely empty. Through the windows, despite a few that you can gleam in from an angle for any light sources, you can tell that the lights are completely off. You were given a code to enter in to not only get past the front, to get past the front door, but also to be able to access the stairwell. They are two separate codes. When you arrive, it is around mid-afternoon, and upon entry into the building, you can tell it really screams at New Age, beanbag seats, exercise balls here and there. It's odd to you. This is clearly a place where people are supposed to come and work when they're not at work. But what you do know as you head in is that this entire building seems to be virtually abandoned.
I mean, with work standards like this.
It is at that moment, as you are looking around, when you hear footsteps coming in from behind you and the door opening, the front door. You are all on the first floor. You haven't went up to the fifth floor yet. Lucy, what do you do?
Someone's coming where I am?
Yes. On the first floor, you're inside the building. You're looking around. It seems abandoned. And you're starting. You hear footsteps approaching in the window and the door opening.
I'll turn around and, like...
As you turn around, you do need to mentally prepare. Rowan and Lucy, can I please get a sanity check? This is from a helplessness. If you are adapted to helplessness, you do not need to roll.
I am adapted.
What did you say, Rowan?
I am adapted.
Both of you are adapted, but there's a slight shiver down your spine as you two see each other. The last time you both saw each other was 15 years ago. You have never seen each other since. You see, Lucy, you see flashes of Rowan in her hospital bed. Rowan, you see flashes of the younger Miss Stone as she is weighing the choices of joining the program all those years ago.
Lucy, good to see you again.
Nice to see you again, Rowan. It's been a while.
That it has.
At this moment, Frankie Byrne, you walk into the building and you see the two familiar faces. When you walk in, please make a sanity check if you are not adapted to helplessness.
No, I am adapted to the other thing.
I will say the one thing I like about this module is, well, this entire campaign is that they actually do use helplessness a good amount of times, which is nice.
25.
You lose 1 point of sanity from helplessness. Please make sure to mark the helplessness box as a picture starts to form in your head about what this meeting may be about.
Takes off the Red Sox baseball cap that he was wearing deliberately to piss people off.
Oh my god. As you are adjusting it, what do you do?
I just look at the two of them, and he just looks at Rowan. The last time he'd seen her, the first vision that pops into his head is not her in the hospital bed, but the reason she wound up in the hospital bed. The horrific events that happened that fateful frosty February in 2001. Yeah. Back when he was somewhat innocent, and then looks at Lucy and remembers her, and there's just a slight mutter under his breath of, fuck me.
And as you say that, the door opens behind you, and in comes, at this very moment, Samuel Bordeaux.
Oh, shit. This can't be good.
Rowan,
I have
would
a feeling I know what this is about.
Rowan, would Bordeaux and Abe were kept up at all?
I think if anybody kept up with Rowan, it was probably Bordeaux.
So, yeah. A little shocked seeing everybody else. Maybe not as much seeing her.
Are you adapted to helplessness?
You know it.
An underused adaptation being used. I am more proud. Okay, so all of you are meeting up, and ahead of you, you see an elevator with the little code that you punch in. You also see a stairwell. Which option do you guys choose?
Well, there's four of us here. Something tells me we're expecting one more.
What, that British guy?
Yeah. I say we wait for Alex.
And as you say, let's wait for, and at that point the door opens. Alex, you enter, seeing everyone.
Called it.
And the gang's back together. Abso-fucking-beautiful.
Ah. Well, you know.
Sanity check if you are not adapted to helplessness.
Thanks, Obama.
This is the last year of the Obama presidency, isn't it?
We can still say it.
Oh my goodness.
People still say it today. What are you talking about?
I know.
All right. Alex, are you adapted?
No, not at all.
Is that a failure?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You lose one sanity from helplessness. Make sure you tick the helplessness track. As it's starting to weigh on you, as you are seeing everyone who you have never seen in over a decade in the same room again.
Great.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
You're looking healthy.
Yes, I'm looking a little bit too healthy for flights, let me tell you. So,
Did you get the finger?
You know, we had this conversation with one of my friends recently. I don't think those things are too random. So
of course they ain't.
What are we doing in the office? Is this an office space? This isn't.
This is
I don't know what this is.
Pathetic excuse of an office.
Well,
but yes, this is an office.
Let's head upstairs and find out.
Considering I don't think they do reunions where we're going, I'm pretty sure something's bad.
Rowan's gonna head for the staircase.
Yeah. Is everyone going to the staircase?
Yes.
Bordeaux has not willingly taken an elevator since when I've got them.
Honestly, yeah.
Understandable.
Is there an elevator?
There is an elevator. There is an elevator. So both the elevator and the stairway have a panel where you enter in the code to get in. To access the stairway, the number is 9920. And to access the elevator, the code is 2299.
Does the elevator look functional?
Yes, despite the place being clearly abandoned, it's functional.
What's the elevator code?
2299.
And the stairway code is 9920.
All right. Elevator button.
Okay. So
I'll get the lift.
All right. So when you punch in the number, you see a green light appear, and then the buttons for the elevator have now a very subtle glow to them, indicating that the buttons to call the elevator will work.
Clicks the button.
Fancy fucking technology.
All right.
What are you thinking next?
Elevator opens up, and you're able to walk in. So, as you all are heading up, this sense of dread is kind of washing over you subtly. As eventually, ding, the elevator goes to 5, and Rowan, you climb up the final flight of stairs and open up the 5th floor door, and you see much of the same. This place has beanbags for chairs. They have office space where computers should be that are not there. And there is a conference room. The conference room has a projector in it that is on, but not tuned to anything.
Oh, that's never a good sign.
I swear, if there's spiders in this one too.
Do all of you converge into the room? All right. There are enough seats for everyone, and there is one seat. I'll rephrase that. There are enough seats for everyone, but there are exactly that number of seats.
Are they seats or beanbags?
That's my question, too. Yeah.
There is one beanbag extra.
I am not sitting in the beanbag. The
regular seats or beanbags?
They are seats, but there is one beanbag in the corner. Someone physically dragged that beanbag into this room at one point.
Fuck no. If I sit in a beanbag, I ain't getting up. I haven't sat in one of those since the 70s. It was probably filled with asbestos anyway.
You know, I wouldn't mind sitting on the beanbag. That's fine. However, I will probably fall asleep in it.
Jet lag that bad?
California time normally. England time other times. Now we're in Washington. It's a little cut up.
You think that's a promise that's full of asbestos? I feel naked without my coat on.
Lucy just has a cup of coffee she like carried with her, and she just put it in Alex's hand. Like, just drink coffee. She'll be fine.
So I will make a slight retcon. It's my mistake. It is actually about 6:50 a.m.
Changes nothing.
I said afternoon earlier, but I meant to say morning.
I found the one Duncan in DC. I deliberately hunted for it before I came to this meeting.
Lucy and just like, thank you. I don't even care what's in it, and he drinks it.
So, what are all of you doing as you're all sitting in this room, ominously waiting?
So, anybody know who actually called us? Looking at Rowan.
Did I get this through trusted channels this time? Well, Rowan definitely would have double-checked where it came from. She's been a bit paranoid about that ever since.
You know that the arrangement made is fully legitimate.
Yeah, I know who it came from this time. We can trust him.
Okay.
Didn't you
adopt one of the kids? How are they doing? Are they talking more now, or how's that?
I've got a couple of them. They talk a little bit. The younger one still struggles from time to time. They both have nightmares.
Can't blame them.
I mean, join the club, but yeah.
As this is going on, you're hearing some faint footsteps starting to get closer.
Oh, hang up. Can't see it.
Doom. Rowan. Reaches down, subtly places a hand on the butt of her Glock.
As you see a man come into view, a man that looks tired, exhausted, frustrated, and angry.
Join the fucking club.
Lucy, you know this man in particular.
Uh-oh.
Ow.
Can you please You know that everyone in general knows this man, but Lucy knows this man in particular. Everyone, you know that this is Anthony Pritzarilli. He is an assistant U.S. attorney with the District of Maryland.
Oh, lovely.
His suit would have been very lovely if he hadn't slept in it. He carries a plastic water bottle that's filled to the brim with cold brew coffee. And he just storms into the room. He doesn't say a single word. He just walks over, turns on the TV sitting up in the corner, like hanging from the roof, grabs the remote, and then presses a few buttons. And then the projector turns on, duplicating what is on the screen as he sits down in the beanbag in silence. Now, good. Lucy, can you please explain to the group? You know this man. You know this man when you were younger. See, this man was likely... You can choose. You are in a brief relationship. It is up to you to determine if it's an acquaintance, friendship, or more. And it was during your childhood, adolescence, or post-secondary days. And you've known him only by the name Tony. How do you know each other? Were you classmates, co-workers, lovers? Please, tell me.
All the above.
I have a dumb idea, so I'm going with it.
Do it.
A bit before she met her husband, she had like her whole face. So she was sleeping around a lot because of the stress of starting law.
Mm-hmm.
Like the school and all that. And Tony was a guy she was hooking up with. And they had like wild sex, like...
Okay.
Binging, drinking, they had wild sex. They only knew each other with nicknames because they were like, we're not in this for love, we're in this for the sex.
So, can you please explain how that brief relationship ended? Did you guys move apart? Did the conference in general end? Or did things just sort of fade out like many adult friendships?
I think this is more than a friendship.
These... it's a
sorry, I'm
friendship.
Gonna mute myself.
keywords adult friendships.
Yeah, they were adults.
Go on.
They stopped talking because she found out he had a girlfriend and she was against cheating entirely. So
okay.
She ended it on a really bitter note.
What was the best part of the relationship?
All the sex.
Okay.
I think there was only one part of this relationship. I think that's
yeah,
what she's saying.
How did your agent leave an impression, a positive impression on Pritzarilli?
The few times they would actually talk. She was extremely bright and would help him with some homework stuff.
Okay. And would you say that you guys did favors for one another? Or that you went through some remarkable ordeal?
Sorry, the coughing made me laugh.
Same here. So, did you do favors for each other? Or was it? Or did you both go through some like very stressful ordeal together?
We did all kind of favors.
Okay. What is your intelligence score?
My intelligence is 14.
14. You won't need to roll, but you will realize something in a moment. Okay, so, the news channel, you all can see it is the news. And you're about 1 minute away from the 7 o'clock news coming on. And... Pritzarilli is just eyeing the projected screen with an angry look on his face. His foot is tapping up and down. He is sitting in complete silence.
Is everything all right, sir?
At this moment, when you say that, the TV screen lights up a little bit more with more colors, and you see breaking news flash as 7 o'clock hits. As you see up on the report, a young woman stands in front of the TV. 56 bodies were found at a site of Maryland Youth Home. More in just a few moments. And you just see like flashes of news as you see at the bottom of the screen, it says local police going to be local police currently investigating possible motive for the crime. And also you see as well that there will be a statement released by the local Maryland police in a few minutes. And he is just waiting. He doesn't answer your question, Rowan.
Just to make sure, this hat, big in the news type of industry, this is not the cornucopia house that they found this at, I'm assuming?
Do you say that out loud, or are you asking a question to me?
I am asking this of you, as because
you
of
do not know
character's background. Okay,
you do not know, but you're starting to connect some dots that might indicate that. Because 56 bodies is a lot.
Rowan is furious,
and at this point, he just monotonally says. Before the detective at the scene does the media interview, he simply coldly states, "Can anyone tell me why we're here today?"
They're back.
Not this shit again.
I had a few theories, but
I'll explain why I'm here. I'm here because 10 days ago, some Florida shut-in ends up dead inside of her trailer, half-eaten by some swamp vermin, and the interpreted first responder somehow finds a bloody slip of paper containing all of your names and that address. And at this point, the screen shows an overhead aerial view with a helicopter of the news. And all of you cannot mistake it, even though it's not how it used to look. A lot of the trees are gone. There is a prison sitting adjacent to the area with a warehouse, but you've recognized the terrain. It was where the cornucopia house once stood.
Son of a bitch.
Well, fuck.
One less person for me to kill.
And he just he just gets up. He just gets up from his beanbag and just opens up his bottle of cold brew coffee and just begins chugging it. And then closes it. And it like and you can tell with even with base human that he is this close from chucking the bottle at the actual projector in the middle of the screen.
Notes anger issues.
Who here has a human above base?
I got 14%.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
I got
okay.
53%.
So you can 60. Tell by how he's acting, he's angry and afraid. And not only is he afraid, but that fear makes him even angrier. As he starts pacing around the room and looking each of you in the eye as he walks from behind. 7 days ago, a Florida deputy called Maryland State Police and Social Services asking about each and every single one of you by name. He takes a step. He takes another step. 3 days ago, a Maryland state trooper drove to the site of the defunct children's home. It had piqued her interest because she drove by that site often and never saw a children's home. A few more steps are made. This time, he is behind Lucy.
Guys, the children. I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to back away from these people. You're too angry for this.
The children's home is long gone. A storage facility stands there now, adjacent to this fucking prison. And at this point, he's up at the projector and just slams his fist against a wall where the aerial footage is showing it.
Tell you what, you calm down, we'll step outside. Whenever you're ready, let us know.
He gives you a disturbing grin. Lucy, this is when your intelligence pays off. Here's what you realize at this moment when he gives that look is that you fully understand the severity of this situation. You realize the only reason you, Lucy, is not dead or in jail along with the other co-conspirators of that night is because Prizzarelli harbors some bare minimum benefit of the doubt for an old friend. His fury is clearly masking the fact that he went to bat against his superiors for someone he used to be close with. He went to bat and argued against immediately getting all of you imprisoned or even dealt with discreetly, as per regular program Mondo's Operatus. I know I'm butchering that.
Modus operandis.
Thank you. And he is in such a bind right now that you can't help but feel a little bit guilty. You would normally need to make a sanity check against helplessness, but you are adapted. But by sheer luck, your only connection with who you knew as Tony at the time is the only reason that all of you are not 6 feet under. Do you say anything, Lucy, as he stares down Alex?
She's gonna take the softest, like, kindest tone, like, the kind of tone she never used before around the others. Because she usually sounds very professional and, like, she wears a mask of, like, I am a lawyer, you'll talk to me as equal. But she has, like, a really soft tone. And she's just gonna say, loud enough for him to hear, but not too loud, just a simple, thank you. And it's legit, like, legitimately, she really believes, like, the thank you. She's actually really thankful.
Upon hearing that, that calms Prizzarelli down a little bit. He just takes a deep sigh. The state trooper found a dead woman nailed to the storage facility door with screwdrivers and her head smashed open and a dog chewing on an old skull. 2 days ago, intelligence analysts with the program noticed that all of your names are being flagged in the death investigations down in Florida and up in here for the Maryland incident. And lastly, yesterday, the director himself called me into his office. Listen, I have 3 questions for all of you, and I do not want bullshit. What the hell happened?
We're gonna need something stronger to drink.
And at that point, he opens up his coat and pulls out from the inside pockets and slams down a half-gone bottle of Jack Daniels.
Have we put together that he is trying to help us yet? Or is him being asshole covering that up? Because that's not going to work.
So, with your human, you have noticed Lucy's be saying the genuine thank you, which seems perplexing at the time, and his reflexive deep sigh. You can pick up by the social dynamics at play between those two that not only do they know each other, but Prizzarelli is seeming to be a hot-headed asset who's trying to help. But he is clearly overstressed at the moment. You do pick all of that. All of you do pick that up if you're human.
All right. So.
Yeah, this one I'm going to let you do because I'm not dealing with something like that.
Yeah, no, I got us into that mess.
Oh, no.
If anybody's taking the fall for it, it's me.
Let's start with the beginning.
Yeah.
Let's trace exactly what happened from when we first met.
Actually, I'm going to start further back because I am 95% certain I know who that woman was.
Go on.
I'm also 95% certain I've been looking for her for the last 20 years to put a bullet in her brain myself. Unfortunately, you'll find the bullet doesn't match mine. And if it had, they never would have found the body.
He gives a slight smile of the grim humor being displayed. It seems to put him a little bit more at ease.
1994. I got a message through what I thought were official channels to meet someone. I pull up Handler I haven't worked with before, but you know how it is. There's always someone new. And she gives me orders. There's a group of newbies they want me to check out. And opera that shouldn't be too difficult. Cornucopia House. Supposedly a home for disadvantaged youth. The job is to go in, take out the adults, don't let the kids speak. Remove the kids and call her. The things we found in that house. I still have some of the tapes and they are... Her eyes are closed. She takes a deep breath. Reaches over for the bottle of Jack and dumps a healthy portion in her coffee cup before taking a drink.
The Jack Daniels begins getting opened up and he just starts taking another swig from it. Look, I have barely slept the past few days. Look, now that every news outlet, politician, and law enforcement agency is braying for blood, why the fuck shouldn't I just feed you to them?
Ever heard of Baba Yaga?
He grins.
Well, pretty sure we met her that day.
An ugly ass bitch.
True that.
Took me getting blown up by a rocket launcher to get rid of her.
Technically speaking, grenade launcher, but you know, semantics.
Rocket launcher, grenade launcher, explosives.
1994, 2001.
It's been a minute.
Lastly, whatever happened, why? Why would you not bring this up when you were read into the program? Why?
We did.
It didn't go up that far up the chain if you did. And he glares.
That doesn't seem like it's a us thing. That seems like it is a chain of command. Maybe because one of the things is to not tell anybody jack shit if they don't need to know.
Well, you know what they say, shit falls down and looks like we're at the bottom.
Perhaps that should be altered.
I gave Crow a full fucking report.
We were all there when you did, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
Crow was the one who read us into this thing.
I might have missed a couple of details due to the fact that I was in a hospital bed trying not to die, but we told Crow everything. He was supposed to handle the politics.
Well, I only have one priority at this moment. To protect
this mess up.
The program. And this mess, like it or not, you're covered in. Intrinsically linked to with your real names.
How did they get up real names to connect to that anyway?
Some shut-in in Florida, as I mentioned, who died.
Right, right.
The bitch who got you all together. The bitch who got you all together. Yeah, that's who died. She's the one I've been looking for because she's the one who played me. I'm still trying to figure out how she knew so much about the program. Knew enough to contact me through those methods.
She now, knew who we were?
She all gave of you, me your names.
All of you remember, upon this recollection of conversation, that this all started when you were all talked with by someone who went by the name of Clove. All of you. Agent Rowan actually met her. The rest of you only met indirectly as she guided you to that hotel on that fateful day. After her process of, quote-unquote, vetting you. All of you know, by the way, especially Lucy, that Pizzarelli is a lawyer. Now, listen. This is my advice. As your counsel, bury this. Or get buried with it. Do I make myself clear?
You want us to clean up your shit as our names are on it.
No, technically it's our shit because our names are on it. It's the way it works.
This, against my better judgment, is a mercy. Because you're right. This could be seen as our shit. And if that happened, all of you would have funny little accidents on your way home one day. And then your family will mourn you.
All right, guy. Like, I'm glad that you helped us. But you need to come down some levels here. You're not helping with that.
Then you... Now, do be clear to make sure. Who here made the comment about cleaning up your mess? Who here made that comment?
That was Frankie.
Then he would say, then tell your partner to shut up. As he looks over at Frankie.
Well, I'm telling you to calm the fuck down. Because you've been nothing but hostile since you got in here. And if you're trying to help us, you might need to talk to us.
We would not be here alive. Alex, we would not be alive without him.
That's great. And you're more helpful.
He's telling us what would have happened. That's the way the program deals.
As all this is happening, Bordeaux reaches into this backpack he has across his chest and he pulls out a little flask.
As you get out the flask, Pizzarelli, with his about at this point a quarter full Jack Daniels, slides a bottle over you in case you need to top off.
He gives a nod. Nod and pours a bit of the Daniels in. Or take a swig.
Fair enough. Now, one thing I will make clear. Do not go to Florida. Not yet. National attention is already focused on the Maryland crime scene. And it represents the greatest threat to operational security as of this moment. I will be able to pull some strings to get some friendlies down there on site. They will be some graduate students from college. Only some of them will know the full extent of the program. When you meet with them, they might mention an opera that they have seen or bring it up in casual conversation. Phantom of the Opera, I don't know. That will be your call sign that they are in the know. But be careful. Not all of them are in the know. If you need any other assistance as you are down there over this week, you go my number. It is on these pages as he lays down a folder. And he continues. When you call, I will do my best to see if I can scramble additional assets. Cleanup crews, hitmen, scientists, you name it, you'll get it. Now, Listen, I will apologize for my antagonism. I am extremely stressed. I am facing multiple fronts from the upper command. We all know that 9/11 has left us fractured, and paperwork may have gotten missing. But I am here to act as the program's messenger, and my antagonism is just a taste of what the upper chain of command thinks of all of you as a liability. I did my absolute best to ensure that all of you would have a shot to clean up this mess. And if you clean it up, good. Then we'll be able to move on to Florida. Now, there are three ways that this can go. In my head, this is how I see it. You can attempt to run. I assume you're all smarter than this, but you may attempt so. And I'll just say good luck. Keep in mind they did not get a cover name. It is your real legal name. Secondly, you can lie to me. I'm only so good at telling if people are honest with me. I will judge everything you say as the truth and everything is necessary, and I expect you all to do the same to me. But I do believe the third option, that you will make it right, will enable us to allow you, with the program's backing, to shape the narrative. Regardless of whatever incident happened in the 90s, this will galvanize and prove to the program, especially the higher chain of command, that you are loyal assets, and they will not be looking for an early departure.
Well, I know where I stand. Sir, there is something else you should know, though.
Go ahead.
When we figured out that we'd been played by this Clove, we didn't give her the kids. We took them and ran. They've been disseminated into different programs, different homes, but they are all still alive.
I'll see if I can pull some threads to see what's going on there. Currently, you are all under the working group magistrate. You do not have any clearance based off of this. This name is clearly on a program-to-program basis. Now that I have said that, here, and at this point, he produces a packet for every single one of you. And he says, inside, you will find a Maryland driver's license, a social security number, a few fictional tax records for the past several years, work and educational history, and a few other amenities. Now, all of you, as I am talking, feel free in general chat to come up with whatever your fake name is that landed in front of you. As he continues, on public record, you are investigators working under contract with my office. Now, this does not make you federal agents or police of any kind. You are working as private investigators and consultants, working under contract for the federal government. As you look inside, each packet has a few business cards with a false name, showing them as investigators with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Maryland. Also, anyone who is a federal agent in your real character also gains a false FBI badge and ID cards.
Oh, perfect.
At this point, he does make a note and says, I will warn you that the false IDs will fall apart under any in-depth scrutiny. Anyone who has law of 30 or higher or would like to make a roll to do so with a plus 20, please do so now or inform me.
I have 70.
With that plus 20, I would be at 40, so.
You need to roll with the plus 20 if you are not already default 30 or higher.
85.
I am at 0.
Okay. You can make a 20% roll if you like, Agent Rowan.
Sure.
You know what? I get a bunch of my roll things.
If you roll, if you roll and fail, make sure you mark it for improvement.
I failed with a 53 over 20. Frankie failed with an 85 over 40.
Let me give me a shot because I have.
Do I have to roll?
You were so close.
Alex fails 42 over 40.
Critical success, yeah. Samuel Bordeaux. Wow. Okay, so Lucy, you can make just a check. Even if you fail, it won't hinder what you know. We're just seeing if you crit as well. Okay, so...
Wait. Do I have the plus 20?
You do.
Okay, so I have 90 in law, and it's 51. I don't know if it's a crit.
Yeah, a crit is matching digits that are equal or under the skill. So if you rolled a 55, it would be a crit.
Okay.
So you got a normal success. So in this case, you can tell that the justifications of authority in this matter are intentionally flimsy if you succeeded. So both Samuel Bordeaux and Lucy, you both know that it's intentionally flimsy and that this will make it easier later on to use as a scapegoat if you fail to cover up and charge you with all 56 homicide charges. Finally, what you do know for the crit, Samuel Bordeaux, is that when it comes to these covers that you have been given, that you should not give a reason for police to look into these. They will stand up against civilian scrutiny, but actual law enforcement, at a cursory glance, it will be okay, but if you give someone an axe to grind, it will begin unraveling things. So you know how well the cover will hold up. At this moment, please check notes. I am now putting three images. This is a printed document. And I hope it's in order. If it's not in order, I'm gonna have to delete it and resend. I believe it's in order.
Let me know if I've got to change my character's alias, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is all in order. So go ahead and read over that, as he has left those notes for you all to look over. By the way, out of character, this is a very hard character to play. I don't like playing a tight ass.
For our listeners, I will be posting these notes on socials when the time comes.
So I'll let you all read over it. So as this is going on, he elaborates a little bit further and says, no organization. So at this point, he just simply gives a quick, long short of the marching orders that all of you have. No organization wants to accept responsibility for this. Everyone is trying to pass the buck. Ensure it lands nowhere near yourselves and the program. There was an old investigation in 2001. There are some players, which I will be giving you the explicit names on site. But there are explicit players who are knowledgeable of the investigation. Verify if there are anything in there that puts you at risk. Lastly, strange things have been reported to have turned up at the Cornucopia House mass grave. Well, now the property of the horrific murder that took place. Make whatever's going on, any vectors, disappear.
I don't suppose we get a heads up on what these strange things are.
He shakes his head. Ritualistic blood paintings into the wall and more. You will see at the crime scene when you arrive.
Sounds great. Fun.
The victim of the murder is Miss Carrie Huntington. She was once responsible for the county service's rubber stamp approvals of the Cornucopia House. Something led the killers to her. Find it before it leads back to you.
Yes, sir.
And if you can, investigate into the children and figure out what exactly happened to them. I'll pull just some strings myself.
Go ahead. The rubber stamper thing, that's like she approved all those children to go there. Is that correct? Is that what
she approved? Rubber stamp is just someone who doesn't look at it and just adjust to everything. all the children going there.
Is the person who approved all the children to go there?
Yeah, she's the person you guys met. Well, Lucy met with another player. The case handler.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, you both know her. She's dead now.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no, the person who sent all the children to go get abused is dead. Yep. Oh no, I'm tore up inside.
It was just a nonchalant sort of, oh yeah, you knew her. She's dead now.
At this point, he straightened his tie and says, I believe all of you will do the best with the situation. And despite my demeanor today, from my lack of sleep and drinking, I wish you good luck. And hopefully after all this is done, we can get a proper drink. At this point, he walks away and leaves the room. As he leaves, and all of you look at each other, you hear a thunk in a nearby window. As you look over, you see a bird. A lovely sparrow splattered against a windshield.
I'm sorry, we're doing more of these freaking animal things again. A crow
just smashed into the same window where the sparrow was. Thunk! A raven smashed into it. Thunk! A bat smashed into it. And bunk! A lovely white dove was the last one to smash into the same window repeatedly.
And then
ominously, the scenario ends for today.
Thank you.